I mean, I think part of it is the sort of maybe inherited paradigm around how people work with data, especially the bigger the data it is, right? Where, we're trying to distill data down into some set of insights, mostly through sort of like aggregate or sort of, quantitative approaches to it. And I think part of the turn that we made was realizing not that those approaches are invalid, but that actually what we're starting with here are, not just a set of, poorly calibrated data points as though like your sensor was off somehow, but are actually sort of small little, sort of human interactions with a, piece of heritage that results in a kind of transcription action. And that each of those has a, its kind of motivating reasons, and that it's worth sort of looking at them and thinking more carefully about, well, how does what was captured at that moment of transcription relate to sort of the next layer of knowledge that we might make out of that information? And so rather than try to sort of obliterate that or overwrite it and sort of make it neater so that we could aggregate better or distill it, to say, well, what if we just kind of figured out an easy way to point at it so that people could navigate, for instance, from the original transcribed value to what Katie and Trevor happen to think is its, say, normalized value. And then if we start to put things in series of categories, from the original thing that as it appeared on the menu page to that normalized thing, to say some kind of assertion about a category or, that places it in some kind of ontology, right? That this is a breakfast dish or this is French food. That those are different stages of building up knowledge, and that what we actually need then is a way for people to navigate that accretion of knowledge rather than just sort of distill it and sort of make some overarching statement about it.
And what's important about the distinction is you imagine in the scenario where you index the data very well, you imagine that a lot more people will be able to use it, and there are uses for it that you can't imagine yet, essentially, correct?
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Okay. And it also, I think, suggests to others that they too can add to this data. And like, I think that also part of maintaining all of the people that have touched it and suggesting to others that this is something important to maintain has also been us.
Great. Great. Let me see. I think that is all of my questions. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was really, really great. And just to give you a sense of what we want to do with this, I probably will make the video available, at least in part, on the website, if that's okay with you guys,
Okay.
of this interview. I might cut it down a little bit, and trim kind of the beginning and the end, and this part where I'm speaking now. And I also might turn it into a written blog post. I might take some quotes from what we discussed and put it into a blog post as well for that website. So, thank you so much for all your thoughts and contributions and for making the time today. It was really, really interesting. And when will we see that new blog post? Can I put a little pressure on?
Yeah, so we think by the end of the month. Am I
Okay,
crazy?
great.
Yeah, that is our goal, that we're sticking to it for now.
Can you just, yeah, make sure that you, if you have a chance, can you drop me a line and I'll include it in like our newsletter and tweets and et cetera, just help you get the word out about that in any way I can.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no,
Great.
we're really happy, to have been part of this, and it's great the work that Crowd Consortium is doing. So
Great, thank you
thanks.
so much.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.